For many, it's the ultimate object of desire, a Ferrari. But would you want one in wool? Lauren Porter used 12 miles of acrylic yarn knitted and crocheted to create her life-size sculpture of a red Ferrari, the most aspirational of consumer products, presented in the most quintessentially homespun medium. It took 10 months. Sue Elliott-Nichols met Sarah Myerscough at her gallery in London, along with Lauren.
I knew I was coming to see a knitted Ferrari this morning, but I didn't quite know how fantastic it was going to be. It really is a life-size Ferrari. It seems bigger. Ferraris must be bigger than I remember. It's bright red, so it's really striking. It's got the most beautiful Ferrari logo on the front. The headlamps look like they've been crocheted. There's wing mirrors, there's windscreen wipers, and the wheels are kind of like turning as if it's just about to pull out of the driveway. And the back is amazing. So the engine's in the back, and it's got, again, the Ferrari logo. It's just so beautiful. And oh, it's even got a little, it's got a little petrol cap. So, Lauren, you've taken the car out of a knitted Cardi. How did it come about? How can we have this life-size knitted Ferrari?
Well, it was for my degree show, and I thought, maybe I can bring knitting into sculpture in some way.
And where's it been since then?
It's been to the motor show and to the stitch and knit shows.
It's been to the motor show. Really? So your knitted Ferrari has been in the motor show. Whereabouts was it shown?
It was in the supercar paddock, which is just, I just thought it was hilarious. And it was in a row of about 7 Ferraris. So it was just, oh, it's just great. And that's what I really like about using art in different contexts and having it somewhere that's so unexpected. It's just the reactions were great.
So now the motor show, I imagine, I might be wrong, is a kind of real testosterone fueled event. How did they take to your knitted car at the motor show?
It was the look of puzzlement and then delight.
Where else has it been?
Alexandra Palace for the stitch and knit shows, which was great because it was just a totally different crowd from the motor show. So, you know, like the majority of people there were women, and they were all like, oh, how have you done that? Oh, look, that's garter stitch, or that's crocheted. So it was just really interesting to see different reactions in different situations.
Why knitting?
I learnt to knit when I was 5, and then I didn't knit again until I started university. In the first year, I was totally skint, and I thought, what can I do for Christmas presents? Just knitted a bunch of scarves. And I thought, maybe I can apply this to my studio practice.
Do you like cars? Why did you decide to knit a car?
I can't even drive, to be honest. To knit myself a license. I chose to knit a car because it's just totally the opposite of knitting. And I found when I was knitting domestic objects, it was too close to what knitting conveys. So when you see something that's knitted, you have all these different associations with domesticity and women and, you know, maybe older people knitting.
Yeah, because I always think of grannies making cardies and bonnets, yeah, for their babies when I think of knitting.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if I was going to apply knitting to a fine art, I had to remove it further from the domestic, but still those connotations come through. So when people look at it, they think of all those things, but then you're also thinking about high performance, you know, super tech cars as well, and a whole different world, and bringing those together, I think initially it is quite funny and it's instant impact when you look at it, but I'd like to think that people can think about it on a deeper level as well.
What kind of deeper level?
I think thinking about different gender roles and where different people fit into our society. Hopefully I'm making craft more accessible, and it's not just, you know, a woman's craft.
So what made you, Sarah, decide to take this on? Because now everyone's going to be saying, aren't they, is this or is this not fine art?
Well, for me, it was definitely a piece of fine art. It makes people question their perceptions about art. And I just thought it was great fun, particularly in an area which is so male dominated, and you see Ferraris whizzing past. So it just would be interesting to see their reaction, whether they feel threatened by it, because it's obviously beautifully sewn, it's a very sort of feminine occupation. People just will be stopped in their tracks and they're just absolutely gobsmacked by it, because it's a visual spectacle, it's marvellous. And then they just can't quite work out what it is, or either they'll laugh or they'll just think, well, that's a very sort of silly idea. But at least you're getting reaction, and that's what's important. If it makes people stop and look, you know, that's art, I think.
Did you knit it all yourself?
There's such a lot of work there. I had to farm some of it out, and that turned into a really interesting part of the project. I initially started three of my aunts who all knit. My grandmother was an avid knitter, and they were knitting squares for me and sending them back to Bath for me to use. And as people heard about it, they all wanted to knit a square, or like a couple of rows, or 20 squares. So it sort of grew and grew. And
so that's lovely. That's almost going back to the old knitting circles and it being a shared experience.
Yeah, definitely. I was just getting some quite controversial feedback from my tutors and people in my studio about, is knitting a craft or an art? And some of my tutors saying, it's just a craft, this isn't fine art with what you're doing. So I thought, well, right, in Zergy I'm going to make something that's completely different, hasn't been done before, and try and have it being taken seriously in the fine art world. Also, I was working in a nursing home at the time, and there was a lady that would knit all day, and I initially wanted to knit a chair with her knitting on the knitted chair, so it looked like she'd just sat there and knitted herself. But I'd knitted the armchair, and I just left the needles on there with some more, and I just thought, well, it says it like that, so I didn't really need to do that.
Now, on to the fine art world. How have they taken to a knitted car? It's really camp, and it's really fun, and it's obviously beautifully made, but is it fine art?
I don't think art should just be for the fine art world. I think art should be for everybody. Just having people from 3 years old to 97 years old getting something from it, I think that's really important. This is the first fine art gallery that it's been in.
So you've achieved your aim. Here's your car in it, beautiful fine art gallery in Mayfair. So you've done it.
I know, it's great. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to show it here. It should be a good week. And I'm just going to keep going on with what I'm doing and stick to my guns.
And Lauren Porter's knitted Ferrari is on display at the Myerscough Gallery in London till Saturday, or you can catch a glimpse on our website.